Though airline security has been tightened worldwide, one class of travelers is still able to board airplanes without having their bags inspected. Diplomats or couriers who carry diplomatic pouches are exempt from inspection. That exemption has been abused in the past by drug traffickers and by money launderers. Now, authorities are concerned the pouches could somehow be used by terrorists. NPR's Marianne Akers reports.
Adele Gelfand was frightened earlier this month when she flew from Paris back home to Denver. Gelfand was taking a United Airlines flight from Charles de Gaulle Airport to Washington Dulles. When she arrived at the security checkpoint in Paris, she saw a man who refused to have his bag inspected.
And he absolutely vehemently denied them putting it through the X-ray screening. When I questioned them on it, we were told he was a diplomat and therefore he would not have to have his bag screened.
But Gelfand, who admits to being a nervous flyer even before September 11th, worries about any loophole in airline security. She boarded the plane anyway and told a flight attendant what she had seen. She says the flight attendant and the captain of the plane confronted the man and discovered he was an Algerian diplomat, properly documented and within his rights not to have his bag inspected. Still, Gelfand says this did little to assuage her and other passengers.
We all, those of us who were sitting together on that flight, were very, very, very nervous because we knew that there was this bag on the plane that nobody knew what was in and it hadn't been screened. It was a very long 8.5 hours.
Passengers aren't the only ones who are nervous. Pilots and their unions are too. Captain Dennis Dolan is a vice president for the Airline Pilots Association. He says diplomatic immunity is a dangerous double standard when it comes to airline security.
Well, we're concerned about it because we believe that we should have one level of security for everyone. And we understand the concerns with diplomatic pouches, but we feel that there should be, and there probably is a way, to realistically check these types of bags or containers before they're put on airplanes.
The State Department would not comment for this story, but two State Department officials who spoke on the condition of anonymity said the law is not likely to change. They argue that it's not in the United States' best interest because the U.S. wouldn't want its diplomats having their privileges revoked. Not all lawmakers are convinced by that argument. Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison, a Republican from Texas, has been heavily involved in airline security issues, and she thinks Congress ought to revisit security rules for diplomatic bags.
I think we should be very careful about allowing unscreened bags to get on airplanes. And I would think that diplomats coming into our country would understand that and would want to be cooperative.
And in light of the single worst terrorist attack in U.S. history, some diplomatic experts say it's time to modify Article 27 of the Vienna Convention. It was adopted nearly four decades ago. That's the law that says the diplomatic bag shall not be opened or detained. Al Rubin, a professor at the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy at Tufts University, says issues of airline terrorism and security weren't envisaged when the law was adopted in 1964.
There was an assumption that all diplomats were nice folks and that everything in the diplomatic pouch was a secret belonging to the state and so on. Now, since September 11th, I think the entire world realizes that that's an approximation of things that isn't really quite so. But, you know, there's always been some cheating on the edges, and it seems to me that the pilots are now properly concerned that the cheating on the edges is becoming a little bit more serious.
And now that September 11th has forced exploration of the wildest side of the imagination, cheating could mean a hijacker smuggling explosives or weapons inside a diplomatic pouch. And that's why Rubin and others argue that no bag should go unscreened, no matter who carries it. Marianne Akers, NPR News, Chicago.